You've heard on this program a lot, the 2610 program. It's a statewide literacy program that's been working to help people feel confident about coming forward to improve their numeracy, their literacy, their reading skills, their writing skills, all of those things. You'll hear this morning from Alicia and her experience working with 2610. Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
How did you come to find out about 2610, Alicia?
Through my employment place, because I had to go looking for work and I had to do something because I knew I couldn't read or write properly, so they just sent me off to the Ganorki link.
How had you been getting by without reading and writing?
I had work previously, and I just remember and everything you have to, yeah.
So you just listen and remember?
Yep.
Everything?
Yep.
And are you a parent as well?
Yeah.
So you're raising children?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And were you doing that on your own?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were there things that you would avoid?
Reading and writing.
So anything that might involve that?
Yeah.
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 Would you read to your children, for example?
I do now. I never used to.
What's that like, being able to do that now?
It's good because you can actually encourage your kids to read now. You know, I would never have a book inside my house. But now my younger daughter, she's 22 months and she's got a bookshelf of books. And, you know, she brings a book. She loves Peppa Pig, you know, and she had one out this morning before we came and we just quickly sat down and went through it and, read it, whatever, yeah.
How did you – people at home will be listening thinking, okay, well, I've got some issues with my reading or writing or my numbers. So you turn up at Glenorchy Link.
Yep.
What do they do?
They just sit you down in a room, they introduce yourself and they just ask what you think you're good at, and then they give you like a reading task or a spelling task. Then the next week they'll bring you back in and then they'll introduce you to a tutor and then just go from there each week or a couple times a week, whatever.
Yeah. And did you find the work hard?
I did first off because I wouldn't ask for help, you know.
Yeah, because we're all proud, eh?
Yeah, yeah, it was just like, oh my God.
And what are the tutors like?
They're nice, yeah. I've been with the same tutor for 4 years, so yeah, I don't think I could. I would stand my boundaries if they said I would have to change.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you get comfortable with this. I don't think I could go through that progress again, changing again. It would take me a while to get through that again.
Because that relationship must be so personal.
Yeah, it is, you know. It's really, like me and Fiona, like, I'm normally a pretty shy person. When I first met Fiona, I wouldn't even talk to her. I'd just sit there in class and not say a word. But we can sit down and have a conversation now and be fine.
Do you work in a class situation or one-on-one?
One-on-one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always?
Always one-on-one, yeah.
And did you think faster to the reading or the writing?
I think with the reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've come heaps better with my reading than my writing, but yeah. Yeah.
And when they work with you, do they work on reading forms and the stuff you have to do in day-to-day life, or do they look at kind of books and stuff more?
It's a bit of everything. Like the first year, I really wanted to get my license. I sat down. I've never had to get my L's, the second year when I got my P's straight. My first go, I got my P's straight off, and I never ever thought in this world I'll ever get my license. And now I've got my full license, so. Yeah, and then we did a sound system with Rosie Martin, I think it is. Yeah, we did that, and for a year, or about 6 months it was or something. So it just depends. Like they make you do your sounds and different ways, like different strategies to do stuff.
And do you read for pleasure now?
Sometimes.
Looking at you going, no, maybe.
Sometimes I don't. Fiona makes me once a week.
What kind of stuff do you like to read? Do you look forward to reading?
I never used to. Sometimes I do. Fiona like, oh, what would you like to do today? Like sometimes I say, oh, I might read instead of doing spelling or, you know, writing or whatever. Yeah.
What was that like, Alicia, to stand up in front of a press conference?
It was very daunting. Oh, I didn't want to go. Like they kept going, you can do this, you can do this. It was just more the fear of everybody being there. And in grade, someone was there I went to school with and I did. I'm like, oh, my God. But I don't know if they realised who I was or not, and that's what it was. It's like, oh, my God. But, it was all right when I just didn't want to be that first person to speak up. I was just told this morning I was coming here at 10 o'clock this morning, like, because I just wouldn't have slept the night before.
Well, see, that's very thoughtful. And now you're being listened to by thousands of people.
I know.
Yeah.
Like,
And I think you were the first to speak up. You don't seem that shy to me. Has your confidence changed now you know you can back yourself up?
Yeah, it has. I often fill forms out. And, you know, sometimes if I still need help, I'll still go to Fiona and say, oh, I need help with this. Can you help me with it? Yeah.
Have you got better at asking for help?
Yeah. I would never ask for help. I'll just try and flick it off.
Do you think now, and because as you're saying, there's so many people in Tasmania who've got issues and you get so clever at hiding them.
Yep.
And it's pride. Do you think that skill of learning to help, how useful that is as part of the process of learning to ask for help?
Yeah, kids who do struggle, they definitely need to put their hand up and ask. Because I think that half of the problem of high schools and primary schools is they're playing up because it's that problem. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And that's why kids are getting suspended, expelled, because they just can't do the work.
Was that you at school?
Oh, I didn't get suspended. I was just going to sick room, you know. I've got a child who struggles and she goes to Cosgrove and she's always getting suspended because she just flicks it off. Like, they were on tour, but she just doesn't want to do the work. She just sits in class.
You become a master of avoidance.
Yeah, and I think that she's just copied me over the years.
So do you think you can model different behaviour for her now?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely with my youngest one and, yeah, with all of them. Like, Hottie's in grade 8 now. And, yeah, I've got one in primary school. And Lacey's 1.5, so yeah, definitely, yeah.
In terms of how you might reframe your ambitions now, how would that be different from 4 years ago?
I would definitely have more confidence to try and get a job, like, you know, and try and teach my kids the right way how to go about it and make sure if they need help to put their hand up in class and ask.
What kind of job would you like?
I think catering or cleaning or, yeah, just something like that.
Yeah.
Even childcare or something, yeah.
But all of those jobs, I mean, you couldn't do any of those jobs without really good literacy now, could you?
Yeah, no. I used to work in a food court in town and I used to just have to memorise everything, like with the cash registers and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
You must have the most amazing memory, though. I mean, that's the flip side is finding out where you can take advantage of that because...
Yeah.
I think, you know, more and more we're losing our memories as we rely on our phones and smartphones and Google to know everything for us.
Probably the older you get, I've lost a bit of my memory, I think.
Well, maybe it will be good to be able to write those things down. So 2610, you can go to your link. If you go to the local link, what do you do there to say, I want some help with my reading or writing?
The employment place normally send a thing off to the library and they will tell them. Like what you struggle with, whatever, and they'll just go from there. They'll ring you or you got to ring them and they'll just tell them to come into for an appointment.
So that's if you're looking for work?
Oh, we're looking to do a literary numeracy course
or
you know, help with stuff.
Well, look, I really hope, Alicia, that people will be inspired by your courage and coming and speaking with me today. And I'm really pleased to have met you. And thanks for your story.
That's okay. Thank you.
And getting time out of a busy day because to get here is complicated with childcare.